Happy New Year, everyone. This is Veronica Entwistle saying, you have tuned in to Radiance by Design, and boy, am I ever glad you did. I want you to say hi. You're going to call in and speak to me tonight, right? And what I'd like to talk about tonight is, I was just talking to Doug about virtual reality, I've had some great brainstorms with people about that lately, about how in the whole virtual reality thing, which is supposed to be the great big deal over the next little while, I keep thinking of those of us who see great vaulted beings of light and vibration and so on. So somebody was talking, I think it was on NPR Marketplace or something, they were talking about in the new virtual reality technology, it was going to be like we all have our other self. Right? And it's our virtual self. And I guess we're going to learn how to mobilize that and go out for tea with one another on that level. That makes my mind boggle. Eek! But then I go, well, we have these amazing pulsing banks of guides and angels, wonderful beings of light and truth, beings that are emanating at various levels of consciousness right up into source. And I'm going, okay, well, that will be my virtual reality. And one of the things that we've learned through the years is that if you have a number of beings pulsing and vibrating at the same level, you've got yourself a coherent field. And in that magic of that coherent field, you can manifest better. You can lift and heal better than ever before. It is my form of, in the way I'm thinking right now, of virtual reality and the advantages that you and I can use and take. It's just kind of an exciting time. But hey, guess what? We're already there. The thing that in our sacred geometrics every week, I always like to go in, and when we're doing our magical movie screens, I always like to become in the section where we are becoming something of our choosing. I always want to become a being who is consciously, who is conscious on all dimensions, consciously awake and consciously able to communicate from all dimensions. So for me, this is kind of a metaphysical form of virtual reality. I haven't mastered that yet, but I can muster it, you know what I mean? I'm moving along, and sometimes I'm really good at it. So I want to play with these concepts tonight. Now, don't pretend that I have any idea of exactly how it's supposed to be. But we're going to work with our sacred geometrics. We're going to work with our coherent fields. We're going to work with those pulsing lights that come through, your lights, my lights. You're going to call in, at least some of you, I hope, are going to call in, and we're going to talk about what's going on in your world. And are you connecting to the higher, or are you feeling kind of, what would you call it, compressed or kind of crammed into the lower consciousness or trapped by 3D? Are you able to pulse and expand and emanate beyond the three dimensions? I think you are. Anybody listening to Radiance by Design is truly capable of that. So let me see. I wanted to find the number, but you know, you could get it. It's sitting right there on the front of your screen, isn't it? I want you to call in and tell me about what's going on in your world and give me some ideas about what it is you'd really like to do in this new year. Do you have some great ideas? I bet you do, don't you? So, okay, so here we're going to do this sacred geometrics. And I really, really, really want you to call in. I think I've got a Pat. Oh, I'm too close to my mouthpiece. Is that better? I appreciate you telling me that. Let me just, there. Is that better? Is that much better? You can text me and let me know on the instant messaging. Okay, Pat, you're on line one. Hello, hello. Happy New Year.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you been?
I'm doing really well. I'm traveling still. I've been traveling for a long time.
Oh.
But Gloria Steinem just wrote a book calling something about traveling, so I figure I'm on the right track.
All right. Well, you know, when you're talking about that virtual reality thing, I always thought, well, you know, when they talk about our souls, I think we are in a virtual reality right now.
I think you're absolutely right. That's why I laugh and want to play with it. I don't know where the boundaries are, so do you?
No. No, but when I contemplate going into one of those, you know, virtual realities, you know, like, well, that's just taking us one step further removed. We want to go the other direction.
I like what you're saying. I think the thing that I think is that the internet is like training wheels for our massive intuitive communication. So when I think of it, I think of virtual reality, I think, well, okay, you and I already know that we're working in that already, but to become really conscious about it and really mobilize it in a new empowerment level, I think is what I'm talking about. Does that make any sense?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it'd be great. Question.
So where are you, Pat?
Oh, I'm in San Francisco.
So are you Pat Preble?
I am.
Well, I could tell by the beautiful tones in your voice, so I'm very glad to catch up with you.
Gosh, it's been years.
It has been years, but I've watched you up on Facebook periodically or somewhere on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
So welcome, and talk. Here's a very feisty, conscious, brilliant artist, everybody. Pat.
Oh, thank you. Oh, you're very kind. You know, I've been noticing my psychic ability is like, increasing.
Yay! Good.
You know, I've been doing a lot of meditation. I had a very difficult fall with eye problems, detached retina, healing that. And you have to really, really pump the love to heal your eyes and also get out of the fear zone.
Well, did you do any surgery or anything? Did you do it all with your higher consciousness?
Oh, no. I had to have surgery. It'd be nice if I could do it with higher consciousness. But
me too. Well, some of it you probably did, so.
Yeah. The surgery was astounding because it was emergency, middle of the night, and I didn't want to call anybody to come and pick me up because everybody's even more fragile than I am. And they're going, isn't they have to work? No. I said no. So they said, well, we can't give you any sedative then. You'll just have to be awake during the procedure. I said, that's all right.
Oh, my gosh.
So they gave me a local, and what an amazing experience. Oh, my God. The visuals came right off the optic nerve with I did a bunch of drawings of it afterwards. One thing, though, one of the drawings I shared with an art historian, and he said, well, that's exactly what the medieval mystics would do.
And wow.
It was a yellow field. Well, I put myself into deep meditation when it started so that I would be completely still and relaxed.
Okay.
And it had been going on for an hour. They pulled all of the fluid out of the eyeball and put in a gas bubble and did a laser to fix the retina. It was, for the surgeon, it was not a big deal, but we'd think it was a big deal.
Well, tell me this, Pat. What was the symptom when your retina detached?
Oh, okay. So there was a spray of fine black dots, you know, across my visual field. That means the retina has torn. Anybody experience that should go see an eye doctor immediately, ophthalmologist, whatever, go in immediately. I didn't go in immediately because I think I was in denial.
You're determined, I'm going to fix things myself, girl, anyway.
Yeah, but then the next symptom after that, when the retina starts detaching, that's a tear. When it starts detaching, you see an undulating black blotch in your on the edge of your visual field, or you know wherever the tear is. It's this black thing, and it's like doesn't go away. It's like I just ran to the eye doctor. I said, "Okay, this has been going on for like a year and a half with flashers. And what it is that the vitreous fluid, as we age, releases from the back of the eye.
Oh, and really?
15% of the population have a problem. Rest, 85% does not. So I'm, you know, I've been doing the, what one eye doctor said, well, because this is the second one. Both eyes have done it now.
Oh, wow, really?
And when the first one happened, I said, was there anything I could have done to prevent this? And he said, no, it's just bad luck. So I've been doing the Om Namo Mahalakshmiye Swaha, good luck mantra.
Okay.
For like
Om
7 years.
Namo Lakshmi Maha. What is it?
Om Namo Mahalakshmiye Swaha.
Mahalakshmiye Maha. Okay, I'll have to try to remember
that. Swaha. Swaha at the end is like hallelujah. It's Hindi for hallelujah. Swaha. Swaha.
Swaha.
So Om. Om. Okay. You know, Om. And then Namo is, you're so great. Lakshmiye, or Maha is mother. Maha, mother. Lakshmiye is Mahalakshmi. That's Lakshmiye, is the goddess of good fortune. And so he's like, oh, you're so great, Mother Lakshmi. Yay! That's the mantra. It's Om Namo Mahalakshmiye Swaha. And it's fabulous. I mean, I keep doing it. I just have to say thank you to her. Astoundingly, so many times, how wonderful and helpful. Everything, you know, goes so easily and smoothly in my life, and I'm just so thankful. I just keep saying that mantra. And even with this detachment, I mean, it's okay, so it was bad luck, but in the bad luck, there's good luck. I go into the doctor at like 5:30 in the afternoon. It happens to be a day, then they have the clinics open till 7.
Oh, wow.
And the surgeon's on his way in because he has an early surgery.
Oh. That
night. So he's like, shows up, and like going, holy crumoly, thank you, Mahalakshmi.
You know, it's like, I love that.
Yeah, it's fabulous. So anyway, in the surgery had been going on for about an hour, and I thought, you know, he's working really hard, and I just need to beam some love at him. So I took a deep breath, deep in the meditation, really relaxed, just opened my heart, and just beamed love at the doctor so that while he was working, he would be working in this field of love rather than stress.
Good stuff. Yeah.
So anyway, when I did that, then, you know, I was fully conscious. He goes, okay, he said, laser glasses on to the other people that were in the thing because they would do the laser. And I thought, I don't have laser glasses.
Don't leave me out.
No, but they had, you know, they couldn't put laser glasses on me because they were lasering me. I was like, foolishness. But anyway, so I was deep meditation, beaming love, and I saw this like golden lemon yellow field with tiny little red crosses in it, little flecks, tiny little red slashes for the whole field. And then when they did the laser, it was like burst of white light. I was like, man, this is awesome. It's like completely different than anything else that I had seen up to that point, because everything else was like kind of, you could say, like, okay, there's the incision. I can see the light coming in from outside, you know, all of this stuff. But this was like this lemon yellow field. So anyway, the art historian from England, when I sent the picture off to him, said, well, that's exactly identical with what the medieval mystics saw.
Wow.
So it must have been in that deepening of the meditation and then really connecting to that, you know, like selfless love, because I just wanted to beam love at this being who was so boom. So it put me in this other space of consciousness without my even really trying to get there.
Wow, that's really wonderful. And so how long ago was the surgery thing? How long ago has it been? How long has it been?
Oh, that was in October. So November, December.
So how's your vision now?
Oh, my God, it's spectacular.
Really?
Holy cow. Oh, my God. Well, they took all that vitreous fluid out, which had been full of floaters and gunk and glop. And, you know, I could hardly see sometimes. I was like, I wouldn't drive a car because my vision was so bad.
Wow.
I've got rebirth. It is. Like a newborn baby.
I'm going to have to go here because I've got all kinds of callers and we want that,
oh,
don't
good.
We? Yeah,
absolutely.
But I'm really glad to hear from you and let's live together in an expanded reality. That's what we'll do.
Okay.
All righty. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too.
And happy sight.
Yes.
Okay. All right, honey. Love you. Bye.
Love you too. Bye.
Now we have Michelle on line two.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, Ronnie. How are you?
I'm really good, actually. I'm quite happy. How are you doing in talking about virtual reality, or is that what you want to talk about tonight?
I love the expanded reality.
I do too. Things are going to change on the planet. We want them for the best, right?
Yes, most definitely.
Ah. So what's going on in your life, Michelle?
Well, I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, good.
So
welcome.
I'm not really, thank you, how this all works, but I'm trying to expand my reality, and I'm bumping up into all kinds of interesting places. So in my life, it's confusing at times.
Is it painful or is it going on? What's going on? I see that you're growing is what you are. You're banging your head on the ceiling of your own life, aren't you?
I think that's very adequate. So I'm looking at truly expanding my reality also.
Good girl. What's the fear part?
Oh, gosh. So many unknowns, I think. Lots of unknowns. I don't really know where the expansion is leading. As far as the day-to-day details, but I have the trust that it is going to be an expansion that I'm going to have lots of fun in exploring.
I think it's wonderful. Are you planning a move?
I don't know yet. And just so that, just to connect, this is Michelle from Port Angeles.
I know. I'm glad.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
It's so
wonderful.
Good to be here in the Northwest right now, even with our interesting swarm of earthquakes.
You're having earthquakes.
Yeah.
I'm in Everett, and I'm not. We haven't had any here.
Yeah, those tiny ones. They've been from the tip of Vancouver Island, down by Victoria Way. Mm-hmm. Up into the peninsula here, and they said, I've forgotten what day in December, but we've had over 2,000.
Wow. Now, is there any explanation why? It's just there's plates moving. What did I hear? Go ahead.
They were calling them these little slip movements instead of maybe a great big earthquake. We're just seeing some little tiny movements all over the place.
Okay, so the movements are a reflection of waking up one-on-one, each one at a time, right?
It very could be.
Yeah. Are they scary at all, Michelle?
I don't think so. Most of them are undetectable. They're under 2.0. We only had one that was over 2.0. It was like 2.4 or something. That was felt by a few people and was a little startling, but... that was more east of my location, but it's not been much notice. It hasn't been very noticeable other than by the seismologist. So,
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, there was some action around Bellingham and so on recently as well. But that it's pretty interesting because we know things are going to change, and we know that the seismographic activity has been different, right? So that's what you're saying.
Yes.
How do you feel emotionally when it's happening?
I don't really know because it's just hitting the media. We knew there were just a few small ones, but now they're revealing that there have been a couple thousand of really, really small ones. Mm-hmm. So I just know that for me, this whole time frame has been one of feeling flux and change, but not necessarily knowing where it was going to manifest or how it's going to manifest, just that sense of it.
Hmm. I love it. What is your dream for this? And I have to carry on because I have another caller, but what is your big dream for this year? And is that in sync with many, many changes?
Yes, most definitely. I'm looking forward to expansion for myself in all ways that I'm capable of making and also of being aware of. So increased awareness of myself and my environment, which I'm kind of excited about. And I don't know where that will take me, but I'm open.
But I'm excited too, Michelle, because what it looks like is when I was talking at the beginning of the show, I was thinking more of how we have a coherent field. So what you radiate out, as you know, other people literally bask in and can help themselves to the expansions in that. And when I look at you, I see this, the complexity of light moving up through you. Things can't stay still inside of you this year. You're going to really expand into a whole new way of thinking, almost as if you look ahead. This is a prediction, you know. But if you look ahead, you'll start seeing the lay of the land seems to change quite a bit, meaning I see possibilities where I used to see walls. I see expansions where I didn't used to see them before, and I think I'm creating some of them, and oh boy, you know, it's beautiful.
How exciting.
Yeah, and you can do some really good healing work. But I better carry on because I have someone else waiting, and I'm really glad to speak with you, and happy, happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling in. Bye.
Bye.
That's another expanded soul who's waiting to talk to us online is Aaliyah. I want everybody to take just a moment and imagine the fields deep within yourself transforming, spiraling up through your body, mind. And as they spiral up through the chakras, through the entire being that you are, spiraling up, bringing up the old flotsam and jetsam of what you've been through, transforming into the higher fields and frequency. And the colors going up through you are getting brighter and more, I would say, iridescent. And then imagine or see how the radiances of those spiraling frequencies are poking out of your body and moving on out to connect with others at those levels of frequency, and maybe even kindling in others some much higher frequencies. Good stuff. Now, Aaliyah, you're welcome. You're welcome to be on the air, darling.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, actually. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I've been in better, higher spaces, and I'm a little confused.
But so you're not in as high a space as I see you as right now?
Oh, you feel I'm in a high space? That would be good.
Well, here's something I see, that you have technical ability beyond a lot of the people, at least beyond me. And there's all this technical stuff I've been talking about. And what I'm seeing is that you're someone who really is grappling at this time with forging from, I guess it's the new frequencies of consciousness and awakening that are moving through you. And as you forge from those, you're going to radiate out at a higher level, and it's going to have a rather feisty effect on a lot of other people. So I'm saying to you that it might feel a little dull in you right now, but it's not going to in a short while. You're going to have a much greater effect on the people around you. Now, that isn't always rewarding because part of you wants to get doing and knowing what you're doing and all that stuff. But you also have an extremely strong faith. And just like a lot of you people listening to Radiance by Design, you have enough faith to know that your radiating out there is making a huge change on this planet, especially in this year of the election. I mean, I don't know how you all feel about it, but isn't it good to think that we can vibe a higher consciousness through the political section? Anyway, I see you coming into yourself, Aaliyah, at a new level.
And do you see that soon? Because
you're thinking it's taking for darn well ever?
Yeah, it is taking a long time. And it's mainly because I came off of this, you know, pretty high space where I produced 3 books this year. And then I'm like, well, that's it for now. You know, let it go. There's 10 books out there. It's enough. And, you know, I'm looking at, okay, now I have to look at, you know, monetary stuff. And, you know, that always brings me down. And then the last month was just all these things are breaking down, and I see that my old space is dissolving, but I don't see the new yet. And I don't know that I want to be in technology anymore, to tell you the truth. I mean, I always go, that's the first place I go to, but it's ruined my eyesight. And I, you know, I don't want to be staring at the computer the way I do, even when I don't have projects now. I mean, I don't even have a project, and I'm staring at the computer for, you know, 8-10 hours a day. It's not a good thing.
No,
so I'm like saying to myself, so, yeah, which way should I go, and how do I do this? I kind of want to do, like, you know, something in the moment, like, you know, go back to tarot readings or something, you know, something that, you know, I know that I can help people in, and it's kind of a clean way to make a living, you know. It's like people come to you, and, you know, you don't carry it with you, you know, throughout the day. You know, that's the kind of thing I want to, you know, get away from. Well, creating for other people kind of thing.
Well, you can do that. Hey, you can do this tarot readings, can't you?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I feel like I don't feel supported. And I think that's the place that I'm coming from right now, where I feel like, like I've sort of been thrown out of this whole creative thing. And now I'm like, okay, so now what do I do? I'm like, I don't recognize myself when I don't create something, when I don't have a project, or, you know, I don't recognize who I am. And I think that's my mind having a really hard time with just being and trusting, and it doesn't trust very well.
Well, do you think you're clearing a lot? Because I think you're shifting vibrations in a huge way, and you can't really get your wheels clicked in.
No, case in point, I'll make myself something to eat, and then I can't even, it would make me nauseous to eat it. You know, I'm constantly changing. Yeah, and it's like, you know, I think, okay, I'm going to do this, and that's a good idea, and then I can't do it. You know, like I was working on a whole portfolio of book covers before the whole shit hit the fan kind of thing in December, and I look at this, I'm putting it up on the web, but I'm looking, and I'm like, this is not going anywhere. I don't feel the energy in it. I don't feel energy in anything.
Wow.
Like the, you know, I usually go and I follow the energy. It's like, what's next? I don't feel anything. I see nothing. And it's really kind of...
Have you ever had that experience before?
Yes, I have. I had it back in 2005 when I came here to California.
Okay. And what happened?
I saw that there wasn't really there didn't turn out to be any kind of financial thing that was a benefit to coming here or anything like that. It never has been that for me. And, you know, you think that, you know, eventually something that would like that would happen. But I keep on thinking that I'm got thrown back into 3D after being in this high space for so long with my work. And now I'm back to planet Earth. How do I get forward?
Are you still living in a group situation?
Yeah, I want to get out. I definitely want to get out of this. You know, I don't know
I don't know how to go forward. It's really interesting
because I know you swim, don't you? Do you do some kind of vibrational, or do you do a workout that will shift your frequencies in your brain?
Yeah, I used to. I'm thinking about joining a gym again, even though finances are pretty, you know, scary. But, that could happen. That could happen. I probably need to get out more and do something other than being.
I would say, yeah, I would say, because there's something that needs to be shaken up in you, you know, and because when I asked you if you're still living in that group situation, here's for everybody at home. Some of you could see, some can't. I see Aaliyah building up something inside, and it's at a kind of a subconscious level still. And when that builds up and breaks free, you're going to want to move. You've got different enterprises, different people. And it's actually quite a delightful time. But right now, it's like you're a slingshot that's being pulled back and held in order to make your way. I know I said before you were going to make money, and you didn't yet. But I still see it happening.
Oh, that's good. That'll be wonderful.
But honey, I'll tell you what, and this is true for Aaliyah and a lot of you, that making the money isn't going to give you the whole picture, is it?
Well, no, of course, but I've explored all the other sides of this. And so, you know, saying it's just a spiritual thing is just, you still have to pay the rent, you know, you still have to deal with the whole paradigm. So, yeah, no, it doesn't resolve things on certain levels, but those things have already been addressed. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah.
I dealt with that.
Well, you've got more dealing to do, because you're going to make some big decisions over the next little while, and I believe that you're going to expand in terms of what your creativity is, what your business is going to be, and who's going to be in your life, and that's probably over the next 6 months. Nothing happens like screech to a halt, change directions like the little roadrunner, right?
It doesn't work quite like that.
It's a little bit more time-consuming, because you're having to weigh and measure everything according to the truth of yourself, right?
Right. Yeah.
That's not easy.
Opportunities coming towards me. Yeah. It's. I always said I wasn't going to do it until I see the opportunity. Until it's like really a clear, you know. Oh, this is what you want. This is, you know. And you know, I do. I don't. You know, I explore it down a little way to find out. You know, I don't just close things out. I go, I try it, and like I kind of go down the path a little bit, and I'm like, oh, it doesn't feel right, then no, I don't do it. I don't go forward with it. But, I think it really, from the situation, from the way I understand these things, and I could be totally wrong, but the way I understand it is that, you know, the higher self sort of leaves a breadcrumb trail. And that breadcrumb trail is supposedly, you know, things that you want. You know, something that, you know, takes you to the next step, to the next step, to the next step.
Right.
Do you see it that way, too?
I kind of do, but I see it more like an unfolding. And it unfolds. Okay. It's like it frees a momentum in you that suddenly is evoked by possibility and pulls you in different directions. That's kind of, we're saying the same thing. I just use a different kind of word.
Yeah.
And I really feel like you're going to be handling like teaching or a group of people. And don't complain, because you do love it. This one you will love. And I feel like the money comes. It might not be there immediately, but it comes through some kind of service that you do. And there's a lot of laughter, a lot of joy in it. And I find that that's really important for you, because being in this state of expansion deep inside yourself, even though you feel like you're being held back right now, you really need to have a lot of the loving wit and the potential for the magic that is innate in you. You really have to have a lot of that for the next phase. It's coming. You're still just a little tired.
Thank you. Yeah. Do you think that's in person or is that online somehow?
Part of it's in person, and you'll have to travel for that a little bit. Not far, but it's like it's south, mm-hmm. headed towards San Diego or something.
Diego,
you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's really interesting, and I want to just, and I'm going to say goodbye for now. We're going to do the sacred geometrics, but I just want to say this is a pretty intriguing year for all of you listening to Radiance by Design, and for Aaliyah, and for Michelle, and for Pat, and for me. It's intriguing because, like what we were saying on the virtual reality stuff or technology, there's quantum leaps going on. And if we're going to pray in the shift, that's going to shift a real dog-eat-dog attitude on the planet. We have to pray for quantum leaps, don't we? We have to really assume that they can be made, that they can be had. And so we're doing it on a personal level as well as a collective level. And I see you doing a couple of real dandies, yes.
Oh, really? Nice.
Yeah. And that, so you could be doing some of it in online, but some of it you will do in person. And there's a real no-nonsense about you. Almost like, I've been gestating for a long time and I'm getting impatient, so here I come, ready or not. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
But I have to say goodbye so that I don't just leave everybody else out there not calling.
Thank you. Well, I am so glad you're still running your show because I think you're a nice thing for people to have. Really.
Thank
nice.
You, darling. I really enjoy doing it. So, and happy New Year to you. We didn't hear you on New Year's Eve. I was on.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I decided that I needed to chat away with some people that I know that are out there by themselves, and it worked out pretty well, I think. It was fun. So, but we'll talk again soon, Aaliyah.
Yeah. Well, I want to talk to you in person, so I'll give you a call sometime and see if we can talk. We can chat.
Okay, and Happy New Year. Okay, good night. So let's everybody do our sacred geometrics, talking about our coherent field. This is a great way to do it, isn't it? I want to do an ad for myself. In February, I'm going to be in Costa Rica with my dear friend Jill Ruttenberg, who is on Paradigm Shifters podcast, with a podcast that's up from an interview I did with her a couple of years ago. But she and I are going to do a 5-day seminar, taking people into more and more of who they are, releasing old tensions, releasing trapped emotions that create debilitation in the body mind, and learning to translate when you have a pain in your body, what it's really trying to tell you about your attitudes and so on. We're going to do a lot of fun things. We're going to do yoga, meditation, breathing, quiet times, some social times, great food, and it's such a beautiful place. It's a little retreat center in the middle of the forest, and it's very, very lovely, very peaceful. We're going to be doing it from the 6th to the 11th of February in Costa Rica. So for more information, check to amatierra.com or my site, veronicaentwistle.com. Love you to come. All right, so let's get to work and do our sacred geometrics. Let's just take a few deep breaths. Good work. A couple of more. And above your head, about 2 miles, I want you to see a golden ball. And about 40 feet below your spine, another golden ball. And then drop a gold filament of light from the upper golden ball down through your spine and into the lower golden ball. Good. And now, so you've got like you're skewered, aren't you, with a little filament of light running through your spine. From the upper golden ball to about waist height, drop a gold pyramid. And then upside down,
its point going into the lower golden ball, another golden pyramid, push the two together, and you have there a beautiful double tetrahedron, which is just two four-sided figures that are diamond-shaped. Push them together. And inside of that beautiful diamond shape, which we might want to spin and spin, see a crystal ball, a beautiful, beautiful feminine energy crystal ball. The outside edges of it, nudge the inside edges of the diamond that you created. And now from there, move into inside of the crystal ball. I want to see you create a star tetrahedron. It's like the Merkaba. It's a three-dimensional Star of David. Good. And I want you to see yourself inside of that Star of David. The Star of David is bigger. See that, and see that there's a crystal ball outside of that, and see that there's a double diamond shape, a double tetrahedron outside of that. Good. And then I want you to spin and spin and spin in the star tetrahedron. Spin and spin and spin and spin. And while you do it, just lose yourself in the spinning. Spin and spin and spin. It's like a beater machine. If you have a certain person in it, you spin it and spin it until they're like freed of a whole bunch of conflicts and so on, and they get to be a high frequency being, right? So as you spin and spin and spin and spin, I want you to look at the magical screens in front of you. The first screen is you becoming who it is you want. Who do you want to become? And when you see all the pieces flow together so you can be what it is you want to be, wrap that in light, give it a little clap, ooh, and move it over to the side. And now the second screen is a magical movie about something that you want to create. Okay? And see all the pieces coming together for your creation. People cooperating with you, people enjoying you, people laughing and playing, and you create and create and create. Good. And then when you feel like, okay, so I'm not doing this right in a way, because I'm going to have to give it away if I'm not careful here, right? So when you feel like all the pieces of your creation are coming together just fine, continue a little farther. Then I want you to see yourself knowing that someone else, probably a little person, is going to try to take over your creativity. So if you're doing a painting of some sort, some kid comes along and takes it over, and you just learn to refine and refine and refine it anyway. You laugh a lot, and then you find a way to protect your wonderful work of art so it can sustain itself for as long as it's willing to do so. And then wrap that in light, okay? And now what we want to do is create the Galactic Healing Center. You and I both have a lot of beings of light around us. And now here we have the Galactic Healing Center. How many of those beings came from way out there from the Galactic Center? We don't need to know that, but I want you to each select from your high healing team around you your very favorite beings of light and truth. And have those beings, maybe there's 9 of them or 8, and have them circle round the healing table. Good. And as they circle round the healing table, good. You're the first person to jump on that table, and then you ask them for what it is you'd like them to do. Okay? You ask them for what it is you'd like. And if you don't, the thing is, if you know what you want, you can just ask them to do what it is you know you want. But they can often tell you things about where you're at. Your body is a library of places that you've been. And where you're at in your library, that is not necessarily where you want to be. I have this belief, this reaction, this fear, this, that. You don't want to do that. You want to keep bringing these up and clear them. Okay? So now we're lying down and they're pulling things out of your body, mind. And now wrap that in light. Good. Move yourself over to the side, and then we have a fresh table. And on that fresh table, right, someone comes in. Now, the first person I want to put in there is Carol. But it doesn't have to be Carol, but let's all, each of you, choose someone to put on a fresh healing table. Somebody that needs a lot of healing. You know, it's really good for us to get to work on some of the more difficult cases, because then we learn, whoa, it's very possible that we can make a huge difference here. Okay, so I've got Carol there, and I've got several other people, okay, who are in rather dire circumstances. This one has got, this is a fellow, he's a relatively young man, well, maybe middle-aged to young, and he has something very wrong with him that he's worried about, whether he's going to make it through. Well, guess what? I want to tell you, sir, you are going to make it through A and B. Let's just take some of the worry energy from his belly and from the base of his spine. That's it. And I want you to work and work and help your guides and angels and the healing team work on these people that are feeling so long-term frustrated with health, long-term frustrated with a lack of mobility and a lack of money, but long-term appreciation of the contributions that have come to you. Good. Now check the beings that you've got in your own special table. And what we want to do is release them so they can move into a different environment. And now we're going to clear that space up. We're going to bring in a new table and a brand new team, brand new healing team. Let's see what comes up this time. Good. And with the brand new healing team, I know what we're going to do. We're going to bring in some families. We just came through the Christmas holidays, and I have talked to so many people who are saying they've had a pretty good family, pretty good holiday, but there's some stuff going on with their families, and that's really hard. Like, oh, okay. Let's just put families. One of the things that's happened in America anyway, probably all over the world, is that the family unit, the family viability as a group has changed a lot. Most families, many, many, many families have broken away. People are distributed all over the world. Nobody knows who belongs to who anymore. You can't really tell how they look unless by some magical fluke of fate you get to see that somebody is related to somebody. But bottom line, a family has broken apart for the reason that the society had to evolve, and the way families were conscripting one another to keep themselves safe and to keep themselves in the traditional way of being that we were all taught, that's changing. In this society, that's not going to be allowed anymore, is it? And that's why we see all the divorces, the separations. So over Christmas, as I was saying, people are having quite a bit of chaotic time with families. Some of you aren't at all, but there have been so many I've talked to who are having a real difficult time with having disappointed family and the family disappointing you and all of that stuff. It's really been quite a time. So let's put the families together, put your whole family on a table. If you want, you can have three or four tables and put up whole family per table. Yeah, and see how difficult it is for them to relax and enjoy one another, because there's some probably legitimate suggestion that somebody would mock them, right? Yeah, I just had a flight of fantasy there. Where does that care? Alrighty. So now I want you all to see these families on the table and see lights coming through you, filling your head, filling your neck. Good. Anyway, so what we're seeing here, just a sec here. Now, this is a really hard one because what we're seeing here is the family unit and some very ancient strings pushing and pulling. But we're seeing also that in the family unit, there's a real urge, and it must be a cellular urge, to morph those things that are constricting families, especially when they're around one another, to morph those into a way that is the art of accepting, the art of understanding, and the art of loving. Oh, it's a really interesting time, isn't it? Gosh, we don't have very much time left, and I never did finish. I want to bring up, let's wrap that in light and move it over to the side with a big prayer that families can be infused and imbued with the kind of healing energy, some of the things that we talked about with Aaliyah or Michelle, and that those healing energies can move up through the body minds of people and make it easier for people to transform, easier for people to feel advancement in themselves and in one another. And that isn't very easy. Usually when people are changing and you're in a close environment, some of the people will be pushed away. Some people will be hard to understand. All of a sudden they seem foreign. You see what I mean? We can get so disrupted by a lot of the trainings that we've had. And I'm saying to you that this is a year, this is a really interesting year, talking about virtual reality and so on, and which the possibilities on the planet are absolutely quantumly changing. That there are so many ways that, for example, technology will change the very face of our society. We're already talking about how families breaking apart are changing the whole face of the society. And perhaps that means we'll have a better value structure. But that's not all. It's having technology change, and it goes like wildfire round and round the world and really bringing us into touch with virtual reality and artificial intelligence and whatever else you can imagine. I always say time travel. I always want to say ability to talk or speak or relate consciously on any dimensional level that I feel like I want to work from. I'm not there yet. So anyway, let's wrap all the family stuff in light, and then I want you to bring up another table. And on that table, put Mr. Obama again. He really needs all our love and our prayers right now, because he's going to be making a huge, huge change this coming year. He's going to leave office, but I think he's going to be able to legislate or make some legislations that are going to ease some of the crippling burdens of the stalemate that he's had to experience since he got in as our first Black president. Oh my goodness. So we can argue about this, but I think he's done a remarkably good job. And watching him on TV and rail at the Republicans for filibustering, I thought took a heck of a lot of courage on his part. Whole lot of this, nothing left to lose. My concern is that we need to send him light and we need to send him love for his own well-being, because he gets really drained and booted around, doesn't he? So I want you to wrap that in light and have that stewed away over there with his own guides and angels, yours and mine as well. And now I want you to reach up and call in the higher frequency energies and have them come in. Because remember, there are tremendous downloads going on right now. Have these high frequency energies come down through the top of your head, spin round and round and round in your head, in your neck. Good. And go into your heart and then come down your arms and out your hands. And then as you have those energies radiating out your hands, I want you to pat them all over the world, wherever there's been war, pestilence, poisoning of the water, eroding of the land, attacking the fish or the oceanic wildlife or whatever, all of those various things, number of refugees that need homes. I want you to just keep shining light in their direction for 5 minutes if you can, or 2 minutes if that's all you can do. Okay. And I want you to pat the world so much that the light goes round and round and round all across the surface of the planet and radiates out. So the beings, the alien beings that are out there, really sense and feel the pulses of possibility of high frequency harmonious energy as it pads the atmosphere all over our planet. And you know what? I believe with those attitudes and with high-frequency energy, we can really heal Mother Earth. And I think she'll participate with us as well. So again, let's send that light round and round the planet and have it come back to you, into your hands, up your arms, spin through the shoulders, spin through the neck, up through your head, way out into the great central sun. And now it turns around, it comes shooting back down through your head, through your neck, through your spiritual journey, right down in through your legs. Good. And as it goes back down, let me see, and you suture yourself again right down into the core of the earth, I want you to turn around and close off the Galactic Healing Center. Okay, and then I want you to jump into this room with me, and I want to say to you, good night, everyone. It's wonderful talking to you. Thank you for your calls, and let's keep each other posted. My name is Veronica Entwistle, veronicaentwistle.com. You can write to me there or veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. And don't forget to catch our podcast, the one that Amber Engelman did. The interview of me about my book was really fun, and it's now up on my website. So check out the podcast and let me know what you think. And I hope so many of you are saying thank you for the book. So many of you are giving me really good and some of it's very detailed feedback on things that could be corrected, things they enjoyed, lessons they learned, lessons they would like more of or whatever. And I thank you so much for that. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying Happy New Year and good night, everyone.